くぞどこでも正義のためだ広い海原荒波へって目指すは悪い怪獣だ。
Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are discussing Godzilla versus Gigan.
Yeah.
And it's not just those two.
Oh, man. It's chock full.
Yeah.
Wait, what year is this one? This one's 70s, 72?
72, I believe.
Yeah, 72.
It's a doozy.
It is. Man, 72, and it looks it. Or it looks like almost like a cartoon. What your impression of what the 60s is?
It looks like live action Speed Racer.
It looks like, yeah, it's like if Sid and Marty Krofft made Godzilla with humans.
Yeah, and blood.
Oh man, the blood.
There's a lot to unpack.
Okay, so Godzilla Fire Breathes, the title of the movie.
Yeah.
Awesome. Definitely intense opening credits. And a lot of shots of this giant supercomputer thing.
Yeah. I remember bits and pieces of this movie. I mostly remember the human stuff more than the monster fight stuff, which is weird. Like, when I think about this movie, I think about the dude who creates the monster of homework and the monster of two strict mothers. Like, that's always the first thing that comes to mind. And then also, the children land, I think is what it's called, where they built a gigantic tower in the shape of Godzilla.
Yes.
And it makes me want that to be a real place. Like, I want to go to Godzilla Tower real bad.
What is that place in Japan? There's that big Godzilla slide. Have you seen that?
Is that the thing where there's like a giant Godzilla head like peeking over a building?
No, that's the hotel. Yeah. The slide is like you climb up Godzilla and you go down and kind of you do like his tail and you go down his tail essentially.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Not like Fred Flintstone, but you know. I went looking to see if there was a model or something of the Godzilla Tower and definitely like was something that ended up on. I saw something and I was like, oh, that's something I want.
There's like a toy of it.
There's something. It looks like a little
like a model kit or.
No, it actually kind of looks like one of those kind of souvenirs that you would buy like when you go visit New York or whatever.
Oh, see, they would totally have those as souvenirs, like a Godzilla Tower in a snow globe or a Godzilla Tower keychain.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me. I even like there's a part where they built the bottom half as a set. Like that was even cool. Like I wanted to go to that. But let's get into this thing. Mama Gon, the monster of two strict mothers.
Yes.
It's an interesting concept.
But yes. And what was this other one? Oh, Shukra, the monster of homework.
Yeah. The monster of two strict mothers reminded me, and I should have looked this up, there was a series of books when I grew up as a kid that was all about like monsters, and there's like polka dotted monsters, and there was a, oh man, great, now I'm going to have to look it up. Maybe I won't. Maybe it's not important. But the drawing of the monster Mama Gon was looked like these old books I used to read.
Mm.
And I really liked that design because he modeled the kind of chest, the scales after his friend, sister, after her shirt.
His girlfriend, isn't it his girlfriend?
Girlfriend? I don't know.
I thought they were in a relationship.
He does call her a bitch.
Maybe they are. What?
He does call her a bitch, which...
He calls her a bitch!
Which was... This movie is weird. Like, I was like, this seems like a kid's movie.
Okay, this is the guy I wrote. When the guy first shows up, I wrote Japanese Bill Hader.
Okay, yes, totally.
He says, I kept rewinding it, because I was like, Did he say you're a hard bitch?
Yeah.
And then they back it up. It's like it's a little hard, like to get the clarity on it. I was like he doesn't hit the B very hard, but I was like, what? By the way, the whole opening shot where you're going through his manga comic.
Yeah.
And they have there's voiceover of people screaming and doing
it's like a troupe of actors.
Yeah, performing his comic.
Yeah. It's like three or four people saying the same thing in unison.
When the guy is describing the monsters that are going to be as part of his thing, where it's like it's in Western and Oriental, all monsters.
We get some early shots of Monster Island.
Tons. It's really convenient that all the monsters stay at Monster Island.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like Monster Island is like Monster Alcatraz.
Uh-huh.
Like it's almost like I was like, is it like a prison? Because like there's that one part where they're like saying, "Hey, Anguirus has left Monster Island," and he hadn't even left yet. Like you see, there's this part where like, "Hey, they left Monster Island," and they're still walking to the beach.
Uh-huh. But all that stuff is stock footage again.
Yeah,
because we've seen that shot of Angulus.
We've seen those clips
many times. Where it's like panning
those are
across
in the
Gorosaur and
yeah, the one
the mantis
the bully episode.
Yeah, Godzilla's Revenge.
The henchmen with outfits, the orange ascots.
Uh huh.
I go, that's a great cosplay. Like the one guy and then the three guys. And if you can get a fifth guy to be the little guy. And everyone dresses in orange. That, you'd see one guy you don't quite know, but when you see them grouped together, you know exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Great.
I like the kind of Darth Vader guy. He's not the main bad guy, but the dude with the mustache, where he wore the orange jacket with the pink shirt and then, purple tie.
When he first showed up, and the three guys behind him, I was like, oh, is that the bad guy? I liked him because he's got a cool, he's real greasy looking.
Yeah. And even the main character doesn't like him when he gets hired. When he gets hired to work at Children Land.
But then he goes and talks to the other guy, and I was like, oh, that's the boss. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The guy who's ahead, who's in charge of it all is like the little guy.
Yeah. They refer to him as a kid.
Yeah. I was like, they thought that was a kid?
I guess he looked young, but he almost
looked... The moon chair desk thing
is
cool.
Yeah, I thought he walked in because there's a globe. Yeah, there's a globe in the lobby. And then he walks into the room, man. I thought it was
a moon. Oh, man. Yeah, all the pratfalls at the beginning with that guy. First, like the guys go past. The guy goes, the girl runs past him and he does this spin. Like, whoa!
Uh-huh.
And then he slips on the globe. And then the door opens and he falls in. And I was like, yeesha.
But I like when he picked up the clear phone.
And was like, yes.
He's like, put on a crazy voice. For no reason. It didn't make any sense. But that whole office was cool looking. I really liked
that chair. I was trying to figure out how he got in and out of that desk when I first saw it.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Mystery Science 3000 logo.
It does. It does.
The bumpy metal.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, my next note is that she calls him a cheeky pig. It's probably a little bit later, but
no, that's before.
This guy, the dude who runs the amusement park, hires the comic book artist, and he reminded me of a Scooby-Doo villain
because
he ran
that's
the amusement
good,
park.
Because
and he was
that
very...
hippie guy kind of reminds you of Shaggy.
Yeah, I really like the hippie guy.
The guy who holds up the guy with a corn on the cob and he's eating it.
He thought it was a gun. Well, yeah, he shoved it in his back. But
that character is he's kind of that character Gobi that Horatio Sanz played in that one sketch with Jimmy Fallon. It was a college room.
Oh, yeah. Jared's room.
Yeah.
I think it was called. he likes to eat phallic things.
He does.
There's a scene where they're all in a circle eating bananas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like it was like in Britain how they have like tea time. It was almost like banana time.
I have no. It says, let's eat bananas.
Because he walks over, grabs a banana, and just starts handing it out to everybody as if it's like, oh, yeah, it's time to eat the bananas.
Yeah. He calls him the chairman, but in fact, he's only a child. I like the elevator in Godzilla Tower.
I like everything about Godzilla Tower. I want to live there. I want to rent an apartment at the top of Godzilla Tower. So this lady, or the guy, I don't remember his name. The main artist guy, the hero of the movie, picks up this tape that a lady drops, and the villains are trying to get this tape back. And so they finally play this tape, and the tape wakes up Godzilla and Angulus.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It reminded me of like Evil Dead a little bit when they play the tape and the you know that summons the demons.
Now you said Angulus. It's not Anguirus?
I don't know. I think I say both.
Okay.
I think I say both. It's like the in this movie they call him King Ghidorah, but other movies call him Ghidra. And right, I never know what is, because Angulus is spelled with the R, so it should be Anguirus, but then sometimes they pronounce it with an L, so I don't know what to do. So I think I go back and forth.
But yeah, so it's played at the when it's played at the right speed, they can hear it.
Yeah.
By the way, also another note: are they fucking talking to each other?
That's one of the other things I always remember about this movie. Godzilla and Anguirus talk to each other.
Human guy voices. They were like, well, there's also this kind of sound that they make when they talk to each other that kind of is like, it's like the whirp of like a tape rewinding.
Yeah.
But it was so like, I just kept sitting, you know, just sitting there going like, Godzilla and Anguirus are the best of friends, you know, running around Monster Island, getting in trouble. It's like, they're so palsy.
Yeah, because they say like, it's like, hey, Godzilla, what is it, Anguirus? But, okay, so in the Japanese version, they do speech bubbles.
Oh,
they do graphics as speech bubbles. So if you just do a Google image,
so then there's
search,
like characters with character like
yeah, superimposed. Right. So if you like look up Godzilla talking Gigan in a Google image search, you'll probably see the speech bubble version. And so since the speech bubbles are in Japanese, I think for the American version they're just like, hey, Godzilla, I think something funny's going on. Yeah, let's go check it out. It's got to be the craziest thing ever in a Godzilla movie, that they talk.
Oh, so...
That has the voices also, though.
Okay. That's awesome.
Their voices sound creepy, too.
Yeah, they're really...
They sound like it's like a weird, creepy dude.
There's definitely like this thing that's like, yeah, what can we do that's a monster voice?
It's like not even a monster voice. It's like a weird just guy voice.
Sorry.
And it sounds like they're struggling to speak. They're using like all their power to like try to form words. But I like it's just like, hey, Godzilla... Like us as humans got their names right.
That's funny.
So Anguirus, I don't know how to say it. Angulus comes, just flows off the tongue better for me when I say Angulus, comes to shore and is greeted by the military. And they do something that I haven't seen done in a Godzilla movie before, and I'm surprised I haven't, and it seems to work pretty good. is they just shine a bunch of light in his eyes. And that really upsets Angulus.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen that before. Like, here, let's just try blinding him.
There's definitely, like, this thing that's like, they're like, Jensen, we have no patience for them anymore.
Like, as soon as they leave Monster Island, they're like, they're on the shores ready to go. I'm at the point where we get the arrival of King Ghidorah and Gigan, which is pretty cool. Because we find out that these guys aren't a kid and a guy. They're actually aliens in these people's bodies. They use them as a receptacle.
Right.
And we find out that these are like the dead bodies of an actual kid and his teacher. They've been taken over by cockroaches.
Okay. Now, before we get that, because this has to do with the hippie guy, whose name is Shosaku, by the way.
Okay.
He was using a giant novelty comb. Because he has so much hair.
Yeah.
The shirt with the sweater with lips and a cigarette.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody kicked me hard, and then he looks down at his balls. Quite a character.
Can I just say, you've been doing some silk screening?
Yes.
Would you make that shirt? With the cigarette? I would wear that shirt. And I mean, if I were to wear it like at Comic-Con, I bet you maybe one person would say Godzilla versus Gigan.
But would you have to wear it with...
Go full costume? Like, do like the long hair and the bandana? Walk around with some corn and foil?
It's a gun. When the guy says, I saw Fumio breathe his last, I was like, oh, that guy totally killed Fumio.
Oh, I thought it was strange that they got killed in a climbing accident, but he was by his side.
Yes.
Things didn't seem to mesh up. And then when he said, oh, we're going to go do a ceremony for them right now. And he has a big smile on his face. Like, he really can't wait to do the ceremony where they died.
I love when old movies do futuristic. Mm-hmm. And how these aliens and their advanced technologies use reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
At first I thought it was like a disc of some kind. Like,
yeah.
It was this kind of cool-looking, clear sort of disc. And I'm like, oh, it's like a future technology. But no, it's just the case for the reel-to-reel.
Yeah, the Anguirus, when they just kind of give it to Anguirus. Like, I was like, is the Anguirus come to warn them?
He hears the tape play.
Yeah.
And he's just going to go check it out. And then when he gets to shore and they start shooting him, he's like, oh, well, screw it. That's not worth it. Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, die, guy. Yeah. Die, humans, for all we care. Yeah. All the model trucks coming to fight Anguirus was awesome. All the toys.
They intercut like real Jeeps with like fake Jeeps.
I like it when you can also kind of like see the track where they're just kind of pulling them all and they're all the same distance apart the whole time.
Uh-huh. They kind of did something similar at the beginning with the construction equipment. They had like real construction equipment and then they would cut to like the model construction equipment.
Yes.
For the reveal of like Godzilla Tower and stuff.
One problem I had with the Anguirus costume is you can see the paint job on like his horns.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can see that, oh, we painted him white.
And then the eyes just kind of look like painted on.
Yeah.
They didn't really move.
But they hit him with everything.
Everything. I like when it looks like they just take like a Roman candle or something and just aim it at the monsters. For the special effects guys. And then like you could see like the missiles kind of skip off of the water.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. Because it's like, you know, it's not meant to do that, but it just looks cool.
Yeah. So Gango sneaks into the tower, and there's this really weird tug of war scene between him and that girl's brother.
Uh huh.
Who's caught.
He's like trying to use like a
wire thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of have this tug of war there with the lock. By the way, the second in command guy. There's this quality about him. He says certain things that almost felt like he had a crush on Gango.
Maybe Django.
Like, where's the whole thing about, he's like the lighter and that whole thing. And then there's a few times where, like, I was going, that's a little too staying too long on that. The tracking device and the cigarette.
Yeah, he hands him a pack of cigarettes and says, here, have these. And he's like, for me? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that something's definitely up with that.
There's definitely like glamour smoking shots. The quality too, like this.
This but thing. Yeah, they put trackers in all of the cigarettes.
Yeah, every.
He's got to just put them in there.
It's like, why didn't you just put it in the pack?
Or in his pocket.
So she's a black belt.
Yeah.
And you forget, like they mentioned it early. Yeah.
I thought that was a good payoff.
And then suddenly she does some, karate.
And dispatches the bad guys.
Cops never believe hippies.
Nope. But then they also have like a monster problem on their hands.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't have time for whatever this weird stuff is you're talking about. Because there's giant monsters starting to attack.
Okay. Ghidorah and Gigan flying.
Mm-hmm.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Especially later on. There's that, like, you know what I want? You know, there are those wind-up toys where, like, the planes fly around a thing with the wire?
Yeah.
I want one of those that is Godzilla Tower and a Gigan and Ghidorah flying around it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that awesome. Image
yeah.
was one of my was my favorite thing.
Yeah. I like when they did the loop together in space. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, that's,
I forgot that Gigan could fly.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That was a surprise.
Just get on your feet. Are you a man? Oh, when they get into the tower, there's a panel on the wall, which, I don't know, there's like a Godzilla symbol on it. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see it.
But it's almost like, oh, this is the restroom reserved for Godzillas. or that's a big Godzilla button. That was like coming out with all kinds of like, who knows what this means.
Well, I mean, okay, so let's say there's a real children's land and they do have Godzilla Tower and there are bathrooms in it. They would totally have that on the bathroom doors. Like the men's restroom would have like a Godzilla and it would say men underneath. And then, like, the women's restroom would have, like, Mothra on it. And it'd say, like, women underneath.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool. I would assume that would be.
Yeah, it's a shame that this thing got destroyed. Like, obviously, it's a model, but I was like,
yeah, but I was saying, imagine if you were a kid waiting for Children's Land to open.
Yeah.
You're like, because it looked like it was getting pretty close to done. And, you know, they had to have, like, commercials going and stuff where it's like, oh, man, I can't wait to go on, Godzilla Tower or the Mushroom Buildings.
Yeah, if this was a newer movie, they would totally do something like that as like viral marketing and advertise it as a...
Well, if they did it now, Children's Land would already be open. And the monsters would be like destroying it while people are in there. But I just as a place, like I'd be super bummed if I'm watching the news and be like, why can't they fight literally any place else? there's more pollution propaganda in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's another message about, it must have been huge in Japan at the time, the pollution problem. Because they did show some shots of like the creeping like smog monster fish goo going across the water.
Yeah. And it's also like, cause it's the whole story of like, we're from a planet that's just like this. And there is another people there Like, I'm not going to say they're human, but they were just like you guys. Mm-hmm. And they did exactly what you guys did.
And we're the only survivors. The
dominant species, yeah. Yeah,
we're the only species that could survive. And then it's funny that...
And they're like, why don't we just tell us what you are?
Yeah.
Just tell us.
One of the things I thought was cool was when Ghidorah and Gigant show up, it cuts to like a military guy, and he's like listening to the monster show up, and he identifies King Ghidorah, and then he said there's another sound. There's a new sound I haven't heard before.
Yeah,
and it's cool that they identify the monsters by sound. Like they
can. Yeah, I didn't know that Gigant's face tusks, his sideways tusks moved when he, talked or
growled.
Know that
I forgot stuff. That he had a tongue. I like the aliens' plans is essentially create a giant monster fight, destroy all the humans so they can take over the Earth. I thought that was a good solid plan. And then I also enjoyed King Ghidorah's hair. King Ghidorah had like these afro wigs on with like big afro sideburns.
Yeah, King Ghidorah. Yeah, he had like dreads. Basically, it was like.
It's like a wavy gravy wig. And then just when I started getting into the fact that Gigan and King Ghidorah were here, they doubled down on the Godzilla talking. They do it again.
Yes.
I completely forgot about it. I was like, put it out of my mind. I'm like, okay, that's a thing that happened. But then they do it again.
This one was a little easier to understand.
Yeah, something funny's going on, I think he says. Why would Godzilla say something's funny's going on? So we get all four monsters. And one of the first, well, I guess Gigant, okay, so it looks like Gigant's like stepping on buildings and cars and stuff. And it's all it's really close shots, so I think that's all new footage. And then I think the Ghidorah stuff is maybe stock footage.
There's a great shot where I think basically what happened was they destroyed, I think it was, maybe it was King Ghidorah, but they destroyed, maybe it was Gigant. They destroyed what I believe is supposed to be a department store.
Uh-huh. The mannequins?
And the mannequins are just dolls standing there. Because at first I thought, are those supposed to be people?
Yeah, but then it looked like, they looked like they were supposed to be mannequins, but they weren't the right scale.
Yeah.
So maybe they had
really
just,
big heads.
Maybe they're just statues of dolls. Like if you go to like the Disney store or something, there's like a giant Mickey Mouse.
No, I think it was that they're like, listen, I want to do mini mannequins, and they're like, no problem, we'll just put these dolls there instead. And they didn't like worry about the fact that it doesn't quite match.
And that they had doll hair and looked like dolls. So these guys get into a fight. And Gigant kicks a rock at Godzilla, which Godzilla deflects towards Angulus. And then Angulus deflects it back and hits Gigant in the head.
It was like a volleyball thing.
Sort of along the lines of the sea monster.
Yeah, yeah. Gigant kicks rock. And he sets it up for Godzilla to spike it into Gigant's face.
There's definitely some stock footage going on in these fights.
There's a lot of like... Because the other thing about like the way we were saying how like... the way Angers and Godzilla are palsy, so are Ghidorah and Gigant in this.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, encouragement and stuff.
Yeah. It's like a wrestling, like a tag team wrestling match. It turns out Godzilla Tower can shoot laser beams.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But now that I think about it, what's the point of the children land? Like, why did they build this place?
Why would cockroaches...
If they can just control the monsters to fight...
We didn't get to the fact that they're cockroaches. Anyways, they're cockroaches. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it.
Okay, good.
The
thing they do the cockroaches that starts with the shadows, and she's she's so scared. She screams, oh my god. And it's only done when the lights go out or something like that.
Yeah, they turn on the emergency backup lights. And it's like all blue inside, and then the shadows look like cockroach puppets. It's kind of a cool effect. They do it. They do some kind of more wide shots where you see the person and then the shadow behind them. It doesn't make any sense logistically, unless it's like holograms. But they said that the people, the climbers were, the kid and the man were perfect receptacles. So it doesn't make sense that their shadows would be cockroaches, but I thought it looked cool. So this tower shoots lasers at Godzilla, and Godzilla goes down. And it just, it's relentless. Godzilla just keeps getting shot while he's on the ground. And then Gigant comes over, kicks him in the head while he's down, picks him up, and then proceeds to, like, crack open Godzilla's skull. And this is a pretty brutal beatdown, what Godzilla goes through. Like, this fight escalates into really, like, dark territory. I felt really bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like Godzilla versus Destoroyah, where it's just like you feel super bad for Godzilla. It's just this blood, the blood dripping down the head, and then
there's so much, like, the Gigant. I go Gigant when he flies over him and does that slice.
Mm-hmm. But then Godzilla, like, he gets up and he bashes in the Godzilla tower. And then the lady says, oh, Godzilla's full of energy again. And then he just continues to get beat.
I wrote that Godzilla's like Cool Hand Luke. Where it's like the whole scene where it's like, you can't knock me down. And he keeps getting up. Yeah. And he just keeps getting beaten and he keeps getting up.
And he's just got that blood covering his face the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like that one episode where we're saying, like, Godzilla had his head like a black eye and his eye was shut like the whole rest of the movie. That's kind of like this, but it looked more horrifying. And then an Angulus gets dropped hard because King Ghidorah picks him up. The two heads grab like the arms and legs of Angulus and like flies him up and then drops him into the ground. It's just like this huge crater.
And Angulus gets his eye sawed.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's brutal.
It's hard to, like, this movie, like, it's just like, it's about this comic book artist who makes, you know, monsters about homework and moms, strict moms. And so it's like, and it's all bright and colorful with the outfits and the sets and stuff. And you're like, it's like a kid's movie. But then the fight gets like super intense and brutal. It's hard to tell what this movie's made for. Godzilla ends up grabbing King Ghidorah by all three necks and bends them all the way backwards.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's a great move. That is a great move. The where am I talking about that part? Hold on. I want to look at, because I when I'm writing the different. This would be a great one to try and reenact as play by play. I mean, it's so crazy. Oh, so space monsters versus Earth monsters. Like, I like how it's like, oh, because these are monsters from space, and how it's like, it kind of like starts. There is, I think, possibly some thought in that sense of design where space monsters has a free for all quality to, like, you can have like a three headed dragon that has no arms, and you can have a guy with a saw in his belly. But Earth monsters are kind of like animals,
like lizard or.
They're kind of more based on legit. That, like, in a sense, they're in a way more, we'll call them believable. So Gigant has his hands are single giant claws, and so are his feet. He picks him up and claws his head.
Yeah.
And celebrates, and brings him to Ghidorah, who headbutts him into Godzilla Tower. And there's that part where they're chummy and they keep, like, it's almost like they want to high-five each other. When Godzilla comes back, he does his chest-beating thing.
They can't high-five each other. Neither of them have hands.
And he kind of, like, Godzilla does this, like, smack himself, being like, oh, to get back into the thing. And there's a part where he steps on, like, Gigant's back sail. They destroy this big metal thing.
Yeah.
That looks like a robot.
Yeah, it looks like a clunky futuristic building. I noticed piece fell off of it before they even started attacking each other.
It was like, did you ever see, there's this video that was like viral of like a little girl going up to a water heater that's on the side of the street, on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And she goes, hi, robot. Hi, robot. Angers bites King Ghidorah's tail, and then he bites one of his necks.
Yeah.
And Ghidorah flies up, and Angus is holding on to him with his teeth. Mm-hmm. So King Ghidorah then bites him with one of his other heads, and drops him on his back.
Yeah.
I wrote, Gigan should be sawing way more than he does.
Yeah. Anytime you're holding Godzilla.
Yeah. Like anytime you're up close, that's his close game. He should just be turning the saw on when he gets in there close.
Yeah.
Godzilla dunks Gigan, hits King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah fires at Gigan. Oh, Godzilla ducks. Oh, yeah. When Gigan shoots him and Godzilla ducks.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up hitting King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah gets pissed and fires at Gigan. It's like, oh, maybe that's how they're going to do it. They're going to turn them against each other by, like, avoiding things.
Yeah, and there's one point where Gigan's flying towards Godzilla and Godzilla ducks. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, was he flying towards him?
He was flying.
Does Gigan shoot? Does he shoot out of his eyes?
I think he does. He shoots like a laser, like a red
laser. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Godzilla, okay, now, okay, I'm caught up. Godzilla holds the three King Ghidorah necks back,
uh-huh.
waves to Anguirus Angulus to do his move. And it, like, it's like, this is like a move that they clearly were, they know this move.
Yeah.
This is their tag team move.
They practice this on Monster Island.
They know this. Yeah, this is their thing. And that's because he's got such a spiky back. He'll just jump backwards into him. And then he does it again.
Uh-huh.
And then he does it again.
Uh-huh.
Then Godzilla flips King Ghidorah by his neck onto the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then he does that again.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And stomps his head, and then they finally fly away.
I liked all of that stuff.
There's so much. There's so much and so much happening in this fight.
It's great.
Meanwhile, by the way, they brought this TNT in boxes.
Yeah. It's just a
danger. And they put up a poster. The guy had a cartoon of them all. They're very Scooby Gang quality to these people.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, when I was like, why was his like, all right, we're gonna do this thing, it's very important, we gotta do this quick. Well, hang on. Let me draw us all in a big poster first. Okay, now we can go. And I gotta admit, I thought it was stupid when they did it, but then when the elevator thing or the door opened up and they saw those guys, they knew that they're so gun crazy they were gonna shoot at it. Mm-hmm. They're gonna just shoot at a picture of them because that's the kind of guys that they are.
The guy's on fire. And he turns into his cockroach form.
Oh, the dead cockroaches calling to each other.
Were those real cockroaches?
Yes.
They look pretty real, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that was... Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think the deal is with Gigan? Do you think he was a monster and then he got, you know, like messed up in battle and so he's like got like cyborg pieces? Is he a cyborg?
No, I think he's a species of soft stomach.
With a laser eye?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's just... I don't think he's robot.
Huh. That's weird. So
it is weird.
So he's got like just metal... Like it's like a...
Yeah, that's just him being a space monster. Space monsters have different rules.
Buzzsaw stomachs. I remember that being a move in the video game because you could play as Gigan in the Nintendo GameCube, you know, fighting game. And I like being able to use that stomach saw.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Before the fight started and Godzilla pops out of water like, guess who's here, bitches? And there's a part where they're just kind of standing across from each other being like, come over here and say that. No, you come over here. You come here. No, you come over here. Walks over to King Ghidorah and knocks him down. Which is, of course, because it's not like King Ghidorah can hold him off because he's got no arms.
Yeah.
It's like whenever I look at how King Ghidorah has no arms and he's just heads, it's always kind of entertaining to me. It's kind of like, you know that Warner Brothers monster that the early versions he had no arms?
Yeah, the one that like Bugs Bunny gives a haircut to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they gave him hands later, but there's something appealing about him when he's just like feet and a big face.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by smoking. Oh, I was like, this is like one of those Hitchcock movies that take place on famous landmarks.
Uh-huh.
Like those movies where it's like they'll be like at Mount Rushmore or something. Yeah. Who do you think would win in a swimming race, Godzilla or Ingress.
I was trying to figure out. Because
they swam. He's like, come on.
I was trying to figure out how Angulus swam to begin with. Because it looked like he was just trying to nudge his body through the water.
Yeah, but they definitely make this whole effort where like he duck his head under the water and like come up for breath.
Yeah.
The tank smell thing was cool.
Yeah, I think that's a shot from another movie.
But okay, so after they fight, Godzilla does this whole like thing where he wipes his mouth.
Uh-huh.
But then he's like, as they're flying away, he's kind of looking at them longingly in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, come back. And then they get out and they go like, they're looking at like the whole amusement park is destroyed.
Yeah.
And the guy says, this is a real mess. And I was like, no shit. Because I was like, that's what this whole fight felt like.
It was
the whole
brutal
thing is a mess.
Yeah. But once the fight's done, Godzilla and Angulus just like, oh, I guess we'll just go back to our home.
Because we're supposed the best to be. Of friends running around and fighting monsters together.
But I mean, that's the whole thing we've been talking about, like this whole podcast since day one is. That how come when monsters just see each other, they just automatically
fight? They gotta fight.
Yeah.
They are the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah.
When they see each other, they're just friends.
I think they're the oldest of friends. I think Angulus was in the second Godzilla movie. I think he's the first monster that Godzilla ever fought. If my memory serves me correct. So they've known each other the longest and they've No.
They started as enemies.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun seeing team-ups.
Yeah.
Gigant shows up in another one. It's the same outfit. It's in Godzilla versus Megalon. And he teams up with Megalon. And then it's those two versus Godzilla and Jet Jaguar. It's fun kind of seeing these tag teams form.
What do you mean by the same outfit? Oh, you mean the? Oh, I see.
It's not like a different version.
Not the new makeover.
Yeah, it's still the kind of paunched stomach. What did you think of this one?
It was a mess.
It was kind of fun though.
Yeah, it is.
This guy definitely got stuff to talk about and stuff to kind of to laugh at, but it gets real dark.
Yeah, I mean it's good, and it's just introducing. This is Gigant's introduction.
Yeah,
I guess he's an impressive. He's so original in his bits, like all the different aspects of him. It's like the whole thing about like, you know, everything's ones. He's gonna have one eye. He's gonna have one claw on each hand and one claw on each foot and one saw in his stomach.
Mm. He's like a Swiss Army knife. It's like he was constructed just to have specific weapons.
Yeah, like those calipers around his mouth are like the tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be another great marketing toy, like a Gigant Swiss Army knife that you fold out the little parts, and you put it back together. It makes a Gigant, but the separate parts are actually functional things. But it's
like a bottle opener.
For them, yeah, it's like four, two bottle openers, two can openers, old school style, and a little like toothpick thing to pick up stuff you don't want to touch.
Well, cool. I have nothing more to say about it. I really liked it. I had a lot of fun watching it. It's definitely a weird movie, and
it's rich with stuff too.
Yeah,
there's so much going on.
And Godzilla talks.
Yeah.
Like a dude.
Yeah, when you point out those bubbles, that was pretty funny.
All right. Anyway, kaijupod.com. Head there. That has our links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as our kaiju list, which is still expanding. It also has all of our old episodes. And we don't say this ever, but head over to iTunes. Rate and review the show. Let us know what you think.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting about mentioning that, but it helps, you know, lets more people find the episodes. And then, that's all I have. Until next time, I'm definitely going to visit Godzilla Tower.
I was I was gonna go for a tag team version. I'm gonna hold back King Ghidorah's next.
Something funny going on. You better check. Oh, yeah.